Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day it is. Today is the day that the President of the United States is supposed to appear right between Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell, an American shrine, talking about the defense of the American dream, recapturing the soul of America. There's actually a veteran presidential speechwriter who says it's a disgrace. Why? Because generally, when a president gives a primetime address, it's to announce a military move or to talk about a national disaster or some important new policy. What's this about? It's a campaign speech. So why are they giving time for free to President Biden? Isn't this precisely the kind of media bias, without offering any compensating time or answering time to the Republicans? It's outrageous, regardless of how eloquent the president may be, basically with his primetime attack on President Trump and what he calls MAGA Republicans. We will get to that. Mark Thiessen, former speechwriter for President Bush, says, yes, it is a disgracing the institution of the primetime address. We'll also talk about Mikhail Gorbachev, the good, the bad, and the very ugly, about Mikhail Gorbachev meeting his maker with Professor Paul Kengor. And more importantly than any of that, Gordon Chang, who is not an alarmist, never has been. He is a monitor and an expert on a looming war in Asia, which he says could begin at any day. And what should the United States be doing to prepare for a potential war with China? He says a lot more than we're doing right now. We'll be speaking this hour to Gordon Chang. And also a shocking new study that says that with so many Americans talking about and obsessing over and looking for sexual satisfaction, there is one group of Americans who have found it, and more than any other major group of people. Who are they? Who are the lucky few, we happy few? And no, it's not a band of brothers. It's men and women. So what's the secret? How do you join that particularly happy group? We will get to that also on a very busy, very crowded edition of the Michael Medved Show. First of all, let's talk a little bit about anticipating two things. One would be the decision from a judge, which may be coming down at any moment today, about whether or not the government needs to have a special master appointed to monitor the way they go through some of the papers they have recovered from President Trump, including some of the papers that were taken from his residence at Mar-a-Lago. There will be some sort of decision on that, and we will follow that very closely. And there is also the question of what it is that the president is going to say, and the idea that he is going to say it tonight at Independence Hall as if this was a great event. And now this is very different from the idea of a speech to the public that most other presidents do in time, prime time. Mark Thiessen, who is a syndicated columnist for the Washington Post, and yes, he was a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. He writes that President Biden will deliver a nationally televised primetime address tonight on the continued battle for the soul of the nation. That's in quotes. And arguing that the country's democratic values will be at stake during the midterm elections. Okay, doesn't that sound, just that summary which comes from the White House, doesn't that sound like it's a campaign speech? What's at stake during the midterm elections? He's not going to say, well, on the one side, the Democrats, and on the other side, the Republicans, and both sides are good, and both sides that. No, it's a campaign speech. It's about why the Republicans are dangerous and evil and not to be trusted, and the Democrats are angelic and pure and on the good side of everything. If Biden wanted to give a primetime address to explain his up to $1 trillion student debt forgiveness plan, that would be one thing, writes Mark Thiessen. But just 9 weeks before midterm elections, Biden wants to use a primetime presidential address to deliver a blatantly political campaign speech attacking the Republican Party. And television networks are going to give him free time to deliver it. Okay, that's actually the core question. I've talked on the air before. In fact, we've been talking all week about how unfair it is not to offer some kind of comparable time following Biden's address to give the Republicans a chance to answer. And no, they shouldn't be answered by Donald Trump, because he would end up talking about his missing papers and the witch hunt against him, and it would not be an answer specifically to what Biden is talking about. But there are any number of Republicans out there, some of them not people who are on the ballot this year, but other distinguished Republicans, some of the potential presidential candidates, who could have something to say to answer the president. And if they aren't going to give comparable free time to Republicans, then how can they make this time free for Biden? If he wants to give this kind of speech, why not pay for it? Yes, it will be expensive. But for goodness sake, the Democrats are breaking every kind of record with the huge amount of money they've been raising. And as a speechwriter for President George W. Bush, writes Mark Thiessen for The Washington Post, I helped write numerous presidential primetime addresses to the nation. Every single one of them was to discuss either military action, a national tragedy, or a major policy initiative. Bush delivered primetime addresses on the 9/11 attacks, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the broader war on terrorism, the capture of Saddam Hussein, the loss of the space shuttle Columbia, Hurricane Katrina, immigration reform, the appointment of Chief Justice John G. Roberts, and the 2008 financial crisis. And the point that he's making is there's nothing like that for President Biden. And he points out that Bush's successor, whose name was Barack Obama, if you have forgotten, delivered primetime addresses on the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, his plans to end combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, the terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, the Arab Spring uprising in Egypt, government shutdowns, the death of Osama bin Laden, the Boston Marathon bombing, and military strikes in Syria and Iraq. Okay, there's nothing like that here. And yes, it is a problem, and there's a problem of basic fairness. What this means is that Biden is the only president in more than four decades to ask the major news networks to preempt their primetime programming just weeks before an election and broadcast a campaign speech whose stated purpose is to attack the opposition party, what he calls the MAGA Republicans. For the sitting president to commandeer the institution of a primetime presidential address, one that has been employed by predecessors to comfort us in tragedy, announce military action, and to make the case for policy initiatives of great consequence, and to use it for partisan attacks, is not a legitimate use of such a forum. He concludes, there's simply no excuse for networks to give Biden free airtime for his speech, much less to do so without giving Republicans equal time to respond. If Biden wants to deliver a primetime campaign ad attacking Republicans, he should have to pay for it. A rebuttal to Biden? Well, up next. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show and elsewhere about the president's speech tonight. It's a president about saving the soul of America. And people are anticipating that this will be a very, very different kind of speech than Biden has been giving recently, or that very different in particular from the way he began his campaign or won the presidency. Remember, Joe Biden was going to be the individual, the president, who actually brought Americans back together And the idea that that this is going to be advancing that propositional enemy, a enemy that is supposed to represent MAGA Americans. Now, look, I can understand there is a great deal of negativity that people talk about regarding the MAGA movement and who people are who believe Trump's lies, and I think they are lies, about a stolen election. Fine, okay. But to basically condemn people for beliefs with which you disagree is not a way to unite the country. Is there a possibility that there will be a different message tonight, after all? The Hill is reporting that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who would become Speaker if the Republicans go ahead as expected and win a majority in the House of Representatives, they only need to gain, well, now it's 6 seats because the congressional seat in Alaska, there's only one in the House of Representatives, just went to a Democrat. Sarah Palin lost. We will be covering that a little bit later in the show. In any event, Kevin McCarthy, the House minority leader at the moment, will counter a planned primetime address from President Biden tonight with a speech ahead of time in Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. McCarthy, who has traveled the country campaigning with and fundraising for Republican House candidates during the August House recess, will, quote, talk about what he has heard from the American people this summer regarding rising crime, record high inflation, and other hardships brought on by the Democrats' harmful policies, according to a press release announcing the speech. What is unclear is who is going to cover it. Have they announced yet, Jeremy, if any of the networks are going to allow Kevin McCarthy's comments to be broadcast before President Trump? It's probably a smart move for Kevin McCarthy because at least him doing that speech, Fox is covering it. And if Fox covers it live, that will be obviously it's a smart move because it highlights, if nothing else, the idea that it is clearly partisan and inappropriate for the networks to go to the president for a political speech, but not to go to any spokesperson for the Republican Party. Concerning bringing American people together, there's also a couple of comments that show how not to do that. There is a podcaster named Sam Harris. He's been a guest on the show several times. He's an outspoken atheist, has written several books about why and how and the many ways he doesn't believe in God, and he believes that religion is a negative force in our country and in our world. But he thinks that Donald Trump is even a more negative force. In fact, he claims that Donald Trump is a worse person than Osama bin Laden. Listen.
I've said on several occasions that I think Donald Trump is a worse person than Osama bin Laden. Now, the statement is obviously meant to get your attention. I get that it's surprising, but it's not meant to be hyperbolic. I can defend every word of a statement like that. What I can't defend are people's misunderstandings and erroneous extrapolations of a statement like that. Perhaps I should just clarify that statement again, because it actually goes a long way to explaining my view of Trump, why I think he's such a terrible person, but not nearly as scary as some people think he is, and not nearly as scary as many people think I think he is. I think Osama bin Laden was a more or less normal human being, psychologically. He was just living in the grip of a dangerous and idiotic worldview. The moral structure he imagined he was living under and wanted to impose on the rest of the world, given his beliefs, was despicable. So he created immense harm, and it's very good that we killed him.
Okay, again, to claim that Osama bin Laden was a normal human being, somebody who believed it was an act of justice for which you would be rewarded in the hereafter, an act of justice to murder children and women and to destroy institutions. I mean, to kill 3,000 people, he's a normal human being just in the grip of a bad ideology. Is that true of Stalin? Was that true of Hitler? Were they normal human beings? Or is it appropriate to say that when you're at the Osama bin Laden level and basically ordering the death of people, in some cases, in his case, people, your fellow Muslims who have some small doctrinal agreement, disagreement with you. Okay, they may be Shiites when you're a Sunni. But the claim of Osama bin Laden being a normal human being compared to Donald Trump. Now, here is why he believes that Osama bin Laden deserves some credit that he won't give to President Trump. Listen.
But within the framework of his odious beliefs, he demonstrated many virtues. He was a man who certainly seemed to be capable of real self-sacrifice. And he was committed to ideals beyond his narrow self-interest. He was, by all accounts, personally quite courageous. I don't claim to know that much about him. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if he was generally a person of real integrity and generosity and compassion in his dealings with his fellow Muslims. None of these things can be said about Donald Trump.
Okay. Again, we get it that he would be part of that majority of Americans, according to the Wall Street Journal poll, who disapprove of President Trump, right? But to claim that Osama bin Laden has integrity, that he was courageous and generous with his fellow Muslims, who he killed with great abandon. He didn't care that there were Muslims who died on September 11th. And again, to take pride in mass murder does not speak well to someone's character. And again, this is part of what basically President Biden is contributing to. The idea that, okay, not only can one believe, that's fine, you want to argue you don't think Trump should be president again? There are a lot of people, by the way, I think a majority of Americans who believe he should not be president again, and there's new polling about that that we'll also get to. But meanwhile, we have a problem called war with China. How imminent is it? We'll talk to Gordon Chang coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 30-year fixed mortgage rate is on the rise once again. It now comes out to an average of 5.6% for the week that ended Thursday. It's a jump of just over a tenth of a percent in the last week. The increase came after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said last week the central bank would keep working hard to fight inflation. On the fourth day that people in Jackson, Mississippi are dealing with a broken water system, the governor of Mississippi is taking action. Republican Tate Reeves announcing the launch of 7 water distribution sites run by the state.
These sites will offer bottled water, bulk, non-potable water, and hand sanitizer.
That's after weeks of a boil water notice in effect, with many having no water service at all. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I usually say, and it's true, it's a pleasure to welcome Gordon G. Chang to the show. He knows so much. He has a perspective on what's going on in Asia, what's going on in North Korea, in China, most importantly of all, even in the conflicts in India and Pakistan and more. But today it's not such a pleasure because of a tweet that Gordon put up at his Twitter account, which is Gordon G. Chang at Twitter. Don't forget the G. He put up a tweet that said, "Hug the ones you love and pray that hashtag China does not start a war in the next few days." And by the way, this would be an excellent time for the U.S. military to move to DEFCON 2. Gordon, has anything happened in the last few days to lessen the danger and the risk that you're talking about?
A few hours ago, Taiwan felt compelled to shoot down a Chinese drone over one of its outlying islands in the Kinmen group. Now, this is ominous in the sense for two reasons. First of all, over the last several days, China's been sending drone swarms towards Kinmen, some of those drones have actually violated Taiwan's sovereign airspace. But when Taiwan has fired warning shots or flares, those drones have retreated to the Chinese coastline, because the Kinmen group is just 2.5-3 miles from the Chinese coast. What happened a few hours ago is actually, I believe, ominous. Yesterday, John Kirby, the NSC coordinator, spoke about this drone issue. And obviously Beijing just ignored him because they sent over drones again towards Kinmen. One of them loitered over Taiwan sovereign airspace. Taiwan again fired warning shots. The drone this time did not leave, and so Taiwan felt it had to shoot it down. So there are two aspects of this which are especially concerning. One of them is that they ignored the warning from John Kirby. The second is that China obviously wants to provoke an incident by leaving the drone in Taiwan airspace. These are especially provocative acts. These, of course, are not the only provocative and belligerent things China's been doing over the last couple of months, but the tempo has increased. And our general posture towards China and other aggressors is we try to ignore them. Hopefully they'll go away. And most of the time that works, Michael. But this time it's obviously not. So we need to try something new because obviously what sounds good to the ear is not working anymore. And we are at a point where we've got to, I believe, engage in similar tactics to Beijing to get them to back down. I'm not saying it's going to work, but I'm saying that what's working, what's not working now is general American policy.
Has the Chinese government given any kind of formal response to the shooting down of one of their drones?
The main response has been unofficial. It's been by Hu Shui-jin, who was the former editor of Global Times, now is called China's master propagandist. And who, in a few hours ago, as he's done 24 hours ago, has said, well, you know, these drones are not People's Liberation Army, in other words, Chinese military. These are civilian drone enthusiasts. Which, if you think about
it. Is that even vaguely plausible?
No, it's not vaguely plausible. But, you know, one strategy for the United States is to say, okay, obviously China is losing control of its population because people are now able to freelance diplomacy on sensitive matters. And by the way, we should stop talking to Beijing because obviously it's not in control. And I think stopping the conversations with Beijing are very important right now. You know, we Americans for decades, and not just with regard to China, but with regard to the Soviet Union, always said, hey, we've got to talk to these guys. We've got to keep constant communication. Well, we have been chasing after Chinese officials, literally and figuratively, to have these conversations, and it's landed us in this very dangerous situation. It's time for us to intimidate the Chinese, as they've been trying to intimidate us, by saying, we're no longer talking to you. This is unacceptable conduct. We will not talk to you. We will take measures to defend ourselves and our allies and our friends, and have a nice day. Now, yes, that might spark a war, but on the other hand, what we're doing is we're creating the conditions for war. Remember, President Biden failed to deter Russia over Ukraine. He's now failing to deter China over Taiwan. He's applying policies that have created this terrible situation in Eastern Europe. He needs to do something different in East Asia, because if he doesn't, Michael, and if there is some sort of incident that turns into war, then we've got essentially World War III. We've got crises on both ends of the Eurasian landmass that have turned into conflict, and that is going to spread.
President Biden has said, I think more clearly than any of his predecessors, that he would go to war for defense of Taiwan. Has that been a clear message being sent by this administration, at least?
Clear as mud. You know, I applaud President Biden for the three occasions saying that he would defend Taiwan. One to George Stephanopoulos, one to Anderson Cooper, and the other to that journalist in Tokyo 3 months ago. But the problem is that after each of those clear declarations of American intent, his administration, his press secretary, the State Department press secretary, the Secretary of Defense have walked back those comments. And that has left not only China, but others wondering about the disarray in the administration. And that disarray right now, I think, has contributed to the failure of deterrence, because the Chinese clearly are not deterred by the United States right now. And that means anything can happen. And, Michael, you know, if you look back at history, the most dangerous periods are when a power has had to try to reestablish deterrence. That's what we're doing now. It didn't work in Ukraine. It's probably not going to work with regard to Taiwan with the current approach of the administration. We need to start to do new things, because otherwise we're going to end up in a horrible conflict. And it could be very much worse than the one in Ukraine.
And it would, unlike the one in Ukraine, directly involve American military might, would it not?
The Chinese think that it would not. I think that we would tend to, but we have a policy right now which is not very clear. It's called, matter of fact, strategic ambiguity. And it worked in decades which were benign, but we're no longer in a benign period. And we need to have a policy of strategic clarity. Because if we're clear about what we're doing, then we can deter China from this dangerous conduct.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to get back to that in just a moment. But also to look about, you talk about a terrible war. This is a war that would impact every citizen of the world. It would certainly impact every citizen of the United States. I want to explore at least how that would work and what that would look like. Henry Kissinger has just warned that the U.S. is at the edge of war with Russia and that China is next. And again, when Henry Kissinger, who is in his 90s, I think he's nearly 100 now, just written a new book, comes out with that, it is every bit another reason other than Gordon Chang, which is reason enough. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. And he has been talking for several days about real dangers, so much so that he's advising countries, including the United States, to evacuate diplomatic personnel from China and advising American nationals, of whom there are thousands, to leave China. Okay, what is this situation as it evolves or deteriorates going to look like? We'll continue with the one and the only Gordon G. Chang. We will be right back. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Try to keep you up to date about the war in Ukraine, which, by the way, they are now estimating that it has claimed 60,000 Russian troops already, with no sign of an end to that war. A war with China would be very, very different, and partially because the chances of direct United States participation are much higher. Okay, Gordon, let me ask you a couple of questions about the prospects of war. First of all, both Japan and South Korea and Australia are, I shouldn't say both, it's all three, are substantial powers. They all have substantial military resources. Japan is trying to make up for their previous pacifism by preparing to defend themselves. Would they also support, at least in some capacity, the defense of Taiwan?
I think Japan would, largely because Japan and Taiwan form part of the same island chain. And for Beijing to be successful in an invasion of Taiwan, they've got to establish an embargo, an air and sea embargo. And for that embargo to be successful, it would have to include sovereign Japanese territory, especially the island of Yonaguni, which is actually south of Taipei. So I think that Tokyo, despite, of course, anti-war prevalence of views in the Japanese population, I think Japan would come to Taiwan's aid if the United States were to. South Korea would not. They would see it as somebody else's fight. But the problem for South Korea is that if there were general war in East Asia, North Korea might attack South Korea, and so South Korea would be drawn in. We have 28,500 troops there as a tripwire, and Beijing would see them as an inviting target. Australia stands staunchly with the United States, so I would think that Australia would come in with the United States if the Biden administration were to defend Taiwan. So this is going to be a general conflict. It's not going to be localized in all probability. You know, we are starting to see elements of the region dividing along very critical lines.
Would Japan, would China be a threat to use its nuclear power against Taiwan?
I think so, Michael. And the reason is that China's military, despite all of their acquisition of new equipment, is not up to fighting the United States Even though the U.S. Navy is in a very weakened condition, as is the U.S. Air Force, we're not as lethal as we once were. We're probably not as effective as the image that we have of it. But nonetheless, we're stronger military versus military. The only way China can win is take down our satellites immediately and maybe use nuclear weapons very early in a conflict to try to intimidate the United States. There also probably would be a threat by Beijing to attack American cities, and that might get the Biden administration not to defend Taiwan. The Chinese have seen Vladimir Putin threaten Biden in Ukraine and get Biden not to help Ukraine to the extent he might otherwise because of threats to use nukes against not only Ukraine but against NATO countries. So the Chinese have seen nuke threats work against Biden, and they probably have got their own series of threats that they're going to drop on us. And by the way, they've already been making threats to nuke Japan in July of last year, Australia in September of last year, and everybody else in the world in March of this year. So we can expect them to make threats again.
So other than getting the countries to evacuate their diplomatic missions in China and advising foreign nationals to leave the People's Republic of China, what would a prudent foreign policy leadership, which we may or may not have in our government right now, what would a prudent, far-seeing, responsible approach be for the United States in the next few days and weeks?
First of all, the President of the United States should get behind his desk in front of the television cameras and tell the world and China that the United States will defend Taiwan. I believe that we should be positioning military equipment on the island. I even think that a tripwire force of Americans would go a long way to deterring China. Remember, we've got 28,500 troops in South Korea that would be overrun in 2 or 3 days by the North Koreans. But the North Koreans don't attack because they don't want to take on the U.S. I think this issue is the same with China. But these are things that we people will see as dangerous and provocative. But by trying not to be dangerous-looking or provocative, we have created a situation which is extremely dangerous in East Asia. And so we've got to try something new, which is not to say it'll work. The situation is really very far gone, in my view. But at least we would have a chance of succeeding. Right now, we are on a pathway to a very dark future in Asia.
What about the Taiwanese leadership right now? If the price of avoiding a Chinese invasion or some kind of airborne strike or even, God forbid, nuclear strike, if the price of that was to say, yes, yes, we agree, we're a traditional ancestral part of China, we have never declared our unequivocal independence, what about the possibilities of our Taiwanese allies actually moving on their own to try to appease the Chinese dragon?
Very little, approaching zero. And the reason is that the Democratic Progressive Party is the governing Taipei. It is sees itself as Taiwanese. They do not view themselves as Chinese. We see this from self-identification surveys on the island, where about 80-85% in recent surveys say that they are Taiwanese only, not Chinese. The number of people who self-identify as Chinese only on the island is less than 5%. That number has been going down. The Taiwanese only number has been going up. So they don't see themselves as part of ancestrally or culturally part of China. And they will fight. Now, unfortunately, we have restrained, we have not sold them the weapons they need to defend themselves. So we have created a view in Beijing that the United States is restraining Taiwan and making it weak, and that is not helping the situation. So, I mean, if we had wanted to design a policy to create World War III, and this is not just Biden, this is Trump, this is Obama, this is George W. Bush, If we wanted to design a policy to create World War III, we would have just done exactly what we did. We did it with the best of intentions, but obviously we did it misunderstanding China. We did it forgetting every lesson of the 1930s. And if indeed, history looks back at this period and things do go bad, they're going to blame us for creating the conditions of this great war that is coming.
Last word. Why should the average Joe, and I'm not talking about the president, the average Joe in Iowa, say, care deeply about the fate of a small island nation far away?
Since the 1800s, we have drawn our Western defense perimeter off the coast of East Asia. Taiwan's in the middle of it. Semiconductors, you can live in the future without semiconductors. In other words, go back to the 1930s. We cannot allow China to attack and absorb any democracy at a time when they are on the move. And Taiwan, whether we like it or not, has become the test of American credibility. China is not going to stop. Chinese leader Xi Jinping talks about the world should be governed by the Chinese alone. They talk about the moon and Mars as sovereign Chinese territory. If you want to be a slave, yeah, sure, surrender to these guys. But if you want to remain free, it's unfortunate, but this is one of those moments in history where you will have to fight to defend yourselves.
And following the recent developments, the chances of a very serious fight in East Asia have seemed greatly magnified. Gordon, appreciate your conversation always, and I do hope that more Americans will begin to put this situation in proper perspective. And the proper perspective is serious and dire. Check out Gordon G. Chang. It's Gordon G. Chang at Twitter for the very latest news. Coming up, a conversation about Putin's final insult to a much praised predecessor. We will talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.